Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Generally, the transcendentalists, even though engaged by others in the dualities of the material world, are not distressed, nor do they take pleasure in worldly things, for they are transcendentally engaged. Purport. The transcendentalists are the empiric philosophers, the mystics, and the devotees of the Lord. Empiric philosophers aim at the perfection of merging into the being of the Absolute. Mystics, they aim at perceiving the all-pervading Supersoul. And the devotees of the Lord are engaged in transcendental loving service of the Personality of Godhead. Since Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan are different phases of the same transcendence, all these transcendentalists are beyond the modes of the material nature. Material distresses and happinesses are products of the three modes, and therefore the causes of such material distress and happiness have nothing to do with the transcendentalists. The king was a devotee, and the rishi, he was a mystic. Therefore, both of them were unattached to the accidental incident created by the supreme will. The playful child was an instrument in fulfilling the Lord's will. Om Jnanatim Vrandasya Jananjana Salakeya Chakshon Militam Yena Tasmei Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kaupa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanabheyo Vaishnavabheyo Namo Namaha. So, let's see what. It came to me last night to follow in the footsteps of the Acharyas, and how they're following the Acharyas here, Maharaj Parsik, Sukadev Goswami, Suta Goswami. They're repeating, but not only that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he talks about the Bhagavat, and it's a little booklet called the Bhagavat, its philosophy, its ethics and theology. He delivered this lecture in Dinapur in 1869. So, he says here, O Brahmins, God is the sole principle of goodness, the incarnations of that principle are innumerable, as thousands of watercourses come out of one inexhaustible fountain of water, so the incarnations and emanations of that infinitely good energy of God, which is full, it is full at all times. The Bhagavad therefore calls us to call Vyasa and Narada as Shakti of Esh avatars of the infinite energy of God. And in the spirit of this text, they go far to honor all great reformers and teachers who lived and will live in other countries. The Vaishnav is ready to honor all great men without distinction of caste, because they are filled with the energy of God. See how universal this religion of Bhagavat is. It is not intended for a certain class of Hindus alone, but it is a gift to man at large. Whatever country born and whatever society bred. In short, Vaishnavism is the absolute love binding all men together into the infinite, unconditional and absolute God, Shri Krishna. May its peace reign forever in the whole universe, in the continual development of its purity, by exertion of the future heroes who will be blessed according to the promise of the Bhagavat with powers from the Almighty Father and Creator, Preserver and Annihilator of all things in heaven and earth. So this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's predicting the coming of this super heroes, you could say, into this world in the future. He's telling us in the future. It's fulfilling the prophecies. And so, of the Bhagavat, that it's for the age of Kali. And so, in saying that, we get an understanding by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur of the principles of surrender. If I can find what I've done with the book. Excuse me. Yes, here we are. So in his prayers, Sharanagati, I'll do the English translation. It's the introductory song. And I'm repeating these words because they're so powerful. But I'll do it hopefully in such a way that it's going to tell us this mood of surrender that King Parikshit had to adopt, or he was already transcendentally fixed in, of the power of the Supreme, controlling everything. He had no fear, both in his duties and hearing. And his inquiries, they were perfectly intelligent and sharp at all times. He wasn't eating for 7 days, and so he was wakeful. He was wakeful because it enthused him. He was, and he knew its importance. Of course, he knew what was coming. Actually, in his childhood, he was told his own astrological chart. He knew he was going to be bitten by a snake bird. It was in his astrological chart. Yet, throughout his kingly career, he carried on. He wasn't, oh no, his death coming soon. He didn't concern himself about these things. He was focused on that which coming as his duty in the now, in the moment, which is self-surrender. And so he says here in this introductory song, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu descended from the eternal world along with his personal associates and divine abode, incarnating in this temporary material world out of compassion for fallen souls. In order to freely distribute the gift of ecstatic love of God, which is very difficult to obtain, he taught the path of Sharanagati, devotional surrender to the Supreme Lord. The Sharanagati is the very life of the true devotees. Interesting, isn't it? Surrender is the life. And because we're conditioned, we've been conditioned by the material nature to be, because of our minute independence under the modes of material nature. But it says there are 6 ways of surrender through Sharanagati. Dainya, humility. Atma, nivedan. Dedication of the self. Uptrive, varana. The acceptance of Lord as one's only maintainer. And then for consciousness of Avasya Rakshabe, it says here, of Krishna. Krishna will surely protect me. So King Parvati was, he was there, wasn't he? He had this. And then he says, which is Vivasa, he has faith in Krishna's protection. Bhakti Anukala Matra Karya Svikara, execution of those acts favorable to pure devotion. That's interesting. So we got to know what's favorable to our devotion. Bhakti Pratikula Bhava Vrajana Kara, renunciation of conduct adverse to pure devotion. And this is the whole process of what we're all going through. It's a lifetime's training of finding out. It seems mistake after mistake. That somehow we have to learn by these painful experiences. And so Parikshit is showing actually that by this example of his so-called intolerance of his own physical demands, that he put a dead snake round the sage's neck, thinking that he was feigning some sort of meditation. But he didn't know it at the time. Somehow, he'd, by the will of the Lord, and all the way through this chapter 18, you'll hear, by the will of the Lord, by the will of the Lord. And actually, we think that sometimes we're the doer. And I know, I think I'm the doer. It was a difficult time for me, because what I did, and I shouldn't do, there were offences because of this. That actually, I thought I was a controller. And so I had to find out by a bitter pill of what they call failure. But Prabhupada says, failure is the pillar of success. So, if I have faith in what Prabhupada says, I carry on. We have to carry on. There is no such thing as failure. They're purely lessons. They're lessons on the path of transcendence. And so he says, then he says, Sri Nanda Kumar, the youthful son of Nanda Maharaj, hears the prayers of anyone who takes refuge in him by this sixfold practice of surrender. Bhaktivinod prostrates himself at the feet of Sri Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. Placing the straw between his teeth, he clasps their feet with his hands. Weeping and weeping, he tells them, I am certainly the lowest of men. Oh, please make me the worthiest by teaching me the ways of Sharanagati. And so, it's the ways of Sharanagati, you know, as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, the road to God, the road to Krishna, is paved with thorns. You know, and yet, we should understand that these little thorns, or like a minefield you could say, are there necessary to wake us up. So what I wanted to do then, so based on Prabhupada's entry into America under the order of his spiritual master, his principle of surrender, there's a wonderful booklet here, and if you ever get a chance to get it, Prabhupada's festival, I got a copy of this. But anyway, he It's called Markane Bhagavad Dharma. He says, "My dear Lord, you are so kind. You've brought this useless soul. But I don't know why you've brought me here. He's just entered New York. Now you can do whatever you like with me. I guess you have some business here. Otherwise, why would you bring me to this terrible place?" And he says, "Most of the population here are covered by material modes of ignorance and passion, absorbed in material life. They think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vyasadeva. I do not know how they will be able to understand. But I know, by your causeless mercy, you can make everything possible, because you are the most expert mystic. I wish, how will they understand the mellows of devotional service? I am simply praying for your mercy, so that I am able to convince them about your message. All living entities have become under the control of the illusory energy by your will, and therefore, if you like, your will, by your will, they can be released from the clutches of illusion." And so, these are amazing prayers. And he's also quoting here the Bhagavatam. Sri Krishna's personality of Godhead, Paramatma, Super Soul, is in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee. He cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of a devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So, this is Prabhupada. He's a wonderful thing. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to speak from a letter to Jayapataka Swami, amazing personality, still with us in this world, as an example, actually. He's having to tolerate all sorts of things, but by the mercy of his disciples, he's carrying on the message. They're really looking after him. And there's a wonderful expression how Gaur Govinda Swami, he describes the support of the disciples and how important it is. It's like a banyan tree. The banyan tree, without its little branches coming down, which are the disciples, support the main tree. That's their nature. So, guru and disciples, Sri Sri Radha Gokul Nanda Kishai, Sri Sri Gaur Nithai Kishai, Sri Sri Sita Lakshman Hanuman Kishai. They're like these little branches that come down, join to the ground, and then set down roots themselves. So, we're important to whoever we're serving, to set down roots, whether it be your spiritual master or your aspiring spiritual master, that somehow that we're mutually servants of the God, that guru and disciple are each serving each other in this transcendental jigsaw puzzle. And just as it says in today's verse, they found both of them, you know, it says here, at the end of this purple here, it says material stresses are products of the three modes, and therefore the causes of such material distress and happiness have nothing to do with transcendentalists. The king was a devotee and the rishi was a mystic. Both of them were unattached to the accidental incident created by the supreme will. The playful child was an instrument in fulfilling the will, the Lord's will. Playful. When he placed the curse. But this is how the actual, that for perspective, there seems to be an understanding here that they were all instruments. You know, he shouldn't have cursed them. You know, it was wrong for him to do so. That's dualities. But when you say this last verse, the playful child was an instrument in fulfilling the Lord's will, you start to see that actually we are all instruments of each other's devotional service. We are helping each other. And knowingly or unknowingly, in our squabbles and in our fraternity, our harmony. So we are here to fulfill the harmonious aspect of the spirit soul in this world back with the Supreme Lord as his minute parts and parcels, and trying to give our service in such a way that with sincerity that we will help each other back to Godhead. That's our mission. So whatever happens, you're all living together, we're all different personalities. But this principle of being on the transcendental plane and seeing things in a transcendental way, we're all brought together as instruments of each other's modes of material nature. And that's, therefore, if we're under the modes of material nature, sometimes we clash and we see differences. My Guru Maharaj, he gave a lecture the other day, and he was talking about this. It was his 11th overview for the Bhagavatam, and he talked about that we're like Tathasta. It's like the seashore. We can go to the spiritual world, you know, or cross this ocean to get to the spiritual world. But we're there. We got a choice. And but he described it that when we see differences, we're still in mixed bhakti. It's mixed in its nature. It's not pure bhakti. But when we don't see the differences, when we have the transcendental position of King Parikshit, that we start to see that actually there is no difference between what the Lord has given us, we should understand it's a transcendental agreement. That who are we to like what Krishna does with us? I like this, but I don't like that. We're saying we don't like this bit of Krishna. We like this bit of Krishna. But we're not. Now, this is letter to Jayapataka Swami. Please accept my blessings. And this is very illustrative of the point. He says, of your letter dated November 29th, 1972. I have noted the contents with pleasure. I am so happy to hear from you and the good news of Mayapur Center. No, your liking your engagement, there is not at all inappropriate attachment. He's asking, he likes his service, but is it inappropriate, this attachment that he feels, he say. He says, so... Then he says, sorry, rather it is your qualification for pleasing a spiritual master. Attachment must be there for Krishna or for Maya. So Krishna appreciates very much when his devotee becomes attached to him in this way. When we become attached to service, that service and service to Krishna are non-different. So, if you get attached to your service and Krishna, they're none different. It's your way of connecting with Krishna. Yes, the cooperative spirit of working together without any argument is especially prominent at Mayapur. And then we know who's at Mayapur as well. It's Pankajanri Prabhu, Jnanivas, they're there. Right from the early days. They're harmonious. They're not sannyasis, but they're like shiksha gurus to practically everyone there. They all go to them. They get this pure knowledge. And why? Because of their wonderful transcendental experience. So he says, you have the cooperative spirit of working together without argument is especially going on at Mayapur more than other places in India. Therefore, you are successful and the work is going on quickly to completion. And that because all of you are working there become very much attached to the dust of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, and because you have got such a deep personal interest with that engagement of work, you want to see that everything is done nicely without any hindrance of self-motivation. Never mind what kind of conditions of material nature. And that's a really interesting thing. There's mosquitoes, God knows what disease, the whole thing. They had no shelter, they had tents, you know. And they were there trying to build the Mayapur center. So it's it says, the idea that has become prominent for all of you. It's bigger than Maya's idea. Therefore, Maya cannot interfere and make you quarrel or other things. But you are especially are to take the credit. No, he's talking to Jai Bataki. Because from the beginning, you wanted that place and you got the land, got the money from me, and now you have built the place with your concentration of energy. That is wanted. If there is some discrepancy there, some non-cooperation fighting, or if the work goes slow and not to standard, it is supposed that the person or persons in charge are not very much attached to Krishna. You see, by attachment to Krishna's service, then if there's no attachment to the service, we quarrel. We see fault. I don't like this, I like this. That's the material nature. And so that means the will, that means they will discriminate by engagement, and that's not good for others' engagement is good like that. See, they're comparing each other, what they're doing and what they're not doing. They do not know the art of surrendering to Krishna. And now is this wonderful statement which is in the transcendental calendar. It says, such a surrendered devotee sees that everything is part of Krishna's plan. Whatever is meant to be, I am doing. So let me do it with my full attention to every detail. Let me become absorbed in such service. Never mind what it is. Let all other considerations be forgotten. And my only desire is to do the thing best for Krishna's alone pleasure is my motive. That is the advanced stage of understanding devotional service in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much for kindly coming to the point. And so, these are wonderful examples of what King Parakshit has been going through, establishing Bhagavatam. Something good may come out of it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was trying to get to Mayapur, I think from Jagannath Puri, and he couldn't get there. There's so many obstacles. He became sick, fever, The whole thing. He couldn't travel. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw this, that there must be some good at the end of this, because I'm having so much trouble. I must get there. His determination was even increased. So, you can start to see how a transcendentalist is starting to get motivation out of his obstacles. Because in the Bhagavatam, I think it's 1088.8, he says Krishna takes away everything for the devotee. He moves all obstacles of your attachments in this world. He takes them away. And so, and it's painful. It's painful. We've got to cross this borderline, you know, of tatastha, you know. We got to go not be mixed devotees, distinguishing things. I like this, I don't like that. They're not doing this, they're not doing that. We got to come away from it. We got to go to the pure side of the nature, which is pure bhakti, pure service. And so I think that's, I should finish there. Any comments, questions, please? Sorry. You had to look for it. Sorry.
Hare Krishna, thank you. I was wondering, often we hear that that's a distinction between Nishkam Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga, is that we're not attached to a certain work we're doing.
Yeah.
So how can we understand we should be attached for our devotional service in this light?
Well, as we go through the Bhagavad Gita, what does it say at the end? Abandon all varieties of religion, just surrender to me. What he's gone through, the whole Bhagavad Gita, is a series of methods that somehow we identify with, that's helpful to us on the path. But then we get to the final statement. He says, right, don't worry about what I told you before, all this knowledge. You simply surrender unto me. And this is what we read, the poems of Sharanagati, the introductory song. You know, because there's a process of each quality of surrender. And if we follow that process, that's what we're looking at. It's the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita. And Mahaprabhu came to teach us that as an example. He came to not only give us the chanting of the Maha Mantra, he came also to, for confidential reasons, he wanted to experience the life of a devotee. The mood of Radharani. Why is she feeling so blissful? She's getting more happiness in my service than I'm getting from hers. He wanted to taste it. It was there waiting. So we have here a very wonderful example where Krishna wants to become a devotee of himself. He's the ultimate renunciate. He renounces his godhood. Amazing, isn't it? He just wants to get to know what it's like to be a devotee. Sorry, Sam, but... Oh, sorry, okay.
Hey, Krishna Bell. Sorry. I'm just trying to put in an aspect of how everyday life, the points you said, that the Vaishnava, so he doesn't kind of see like good or wrong, what he likes, doesn't like. So if you know, if somebody prepares a prasadam for you, you're going to be just satisfied whatever comes, knowing that this is arrangement of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're cooking for the Lord and somebody makes a mistake in cooking for the Lord, then you will be disturbed because you want to this service to be the best for the Lord.
Yes.
Is this correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Each devotee here, and especially cooks, it doesn't always come out as you wish. Isn't it a fact? You know, sometimes the oven's not even working. You know, it's stopped. You know, what can you do? But it says, don't become attached to the results of your activities. It's part of it. And like we were talking the other day about austerities. It's austere trying to please everyone. It's really austere. And but we try. But there's no failure. Because somehow or other, there's a lesson waiting for us. You know, as I found out, you know, quite recently with some prasadam, I found that I'd become attached to what I thought I was going to get and what came. And I thought, what? Oh no! But it showed my fallibility. I'm still attached to my tongue. My expectation. Expectation, mother of disappointment. Isn't it? So don't be disappointed. Everything that comes from the God, this is the transcendental point of view. They're in transcendence. They're still above the modes of material nature. All these three types of transcendentalists, they're not being affected, though they have different goals. They're there. And so we have to become, in some way, in our training, till the end of our lives, till the point of when we leave, we patiently await the mercy on the Lord, isn't it? I think 10:14:8. Enduring the reactions of our past misdeeds. We have to endure the reactions of our past mistakes, our foolishness. We have to endure. Sorry, Sam. Is there a matter to you?
Hare Krishna, thank you for the gospel.
Okay, so, okay. Sorry, we got...
Can I ask my question?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just, yeah, I was a very frequently asked question, and I just wanted to have your opinion on it, because we hear that we should try to see everything as the arrangement of Krishna, but can't that become a danger that we don't try to change our behavior if we're acting offensively or something, and we say, no, this is Krishna's arrangement, this is my nature, Krishna gave me this nature, I can't change it. So there's a danger of not trying to improve ourselves.
Yeah, it's true. And this is false ego. It's still with us. It hangs around. That's for certain. But the devotees let you know. It's in there. This is the counterbalance. You know, you can see that there's somehow there's a reaction about what we do, or that maybe that if it doesn't go our way, we start to feel irritated. Isn't it? A feeling of irritation, as I had the other day. It means I'm still wanting my way. It doesn't mean that the spiritual master doesn't correct the disciple. He's got to. That's the job. And so each of us, we got to help each other. Reveal our hearts, reveal our feelings, not necessarily straight away. We may have to go to our authority and say, look, I'm having a problem here. Or the other person's authority may have to be involved. So you go through authority if there is difficulties, or with yourself and saying, look, I'm not handling this too well. You just go to the person, that person who you think will help you. Not round to everyone, because you'll get different opinions. There must be a person in particular that will help you. Because you'll be confused otherwise, because everybody's got a different opinion under the modes of material nature as well. We're still subject. They're still there hanging about for all of us. And so I say we. Prabhupada always says we. We. He includes himself in this proposition that we're aspiring servants of the Lord. We're aspiring students. And the learning process is is continual, and that's the wonder of it, because it's ever fresh, ever new. It doesn't change. It's sort of like a, it's dynamic. And that's what we look for. Sorry, Mataji. So it'll have to be the last question.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for a very sweet and blissful class. I have a question which is in regards to, you know, you were mentioning compassion, sincerity. How do we develop genuine compassion and genuine sincerity for devotees? And, you know, in yesterday's class, Srinivas Prabhu was mentioning that we should not give our heart to the non-devotees. We should be polite. But then how do we develop that compassionate, that genuine compassionate for them if we don't give our heart to them?
Interesting. We're all non-devotees, maybe. I don't know. Some of you are pure. I don't know. But what I will say is that we should see ourselves as imperfect anyway and not make judgments. Judge ye not, or so you shall be judged. And that's a good statement to make. It's from the Bible. Because I'm conditioned and I'm seeing through my glasses, my coloured glasses of the modes of material nature, it doesn't suit me. That, you know, they're wrong, you know, and wrong and right. They have no bearing for a transcendentalist. That he sees, or she sees, that actually all that is happening, it's coming from Krishna. If you see Krishna as the source, that actually, that we won't blame that person. We have to know that he's part and parcel. Vishambhar on his class, he had a lot of realizations as he was going through. And he was saying that we're all parts and parcels of Krishna. And if we can just understand that one principle, we all belong to Krishna. We're all Krishna's children. And I talk about nationally, internationally, universal principles. That we're all his children. That we're all under that we're parts and parcels in a material existence that's a prison, and that somehow we got to get out of here. And it's not by blaming others that we can do it. It's understanding that I'm imperfect. Whatever's going on, is tolerant. And if you got a problem, go and speak to someone that will maybe give another point of view. You know, a reflection, another reflection. This is what you're saying. Are you sure? You know, see, so we got to be careful in what we see. It will deceive us. We make mistakes. To err is human. And so don't be afraid of that. But the false ego certainly doesn't like it. It's still happily waiting for us to come back to them. So we try and get real ego, servant of Krishna, real ego. Okay, we have to finish there. Please excuse me and see what happens in this new day. Yes. Hare Krishna, thank you for kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Guru Maharaj ki jai, Nitai Gopri Nandi, Hari Hari Bol.